This is Life News Radio. I'm Jim Anderson. Legalizing abortion was so radical an idea in the 1960s that excuses had to be made to even consider the idea. So the biggest excuse was that legalization would stop illegal abortionists from preying on women. Now headlines show at least three abortionists accused of doing abortions away from the safety of medical clinics, often done out of abortionists' cars, perhaps to reduce the price or perhaps to hide abortions from loved ones. The FBI found one Las Vegas man doing dental work along with abortions, and without a valid medical license. Infamous abortionist James Pendergraft was found with drugs and uncleaned instruments from his illegal work. CFAM says a UN Security Council resolution passed last week will be used by abortion advocates to internationally target laws protecting unborn children from abortion and to strike down U.S. laws prohibiting efforts to promote abortion overseas. The effort to pass the resolution was based on claims that protections for unborn human life represent cruel and inhuman treatment of mothers. This is Life News Radio. Anytime Christians have made a difference in the world, it has been through prayer and even fasting. I suppose we could wait for the invitation to such prayer that overt persecution might offer, but wouldn't that simply be selfish? Pray, and maybe even give up some food, to bring a culture of life. Louisiana Governor Bobby Jindal is taking a second means to block Planned Parenthood funding. Being caught committing fraud in other states gives new reasoning behind his blocking of Medicaid funding to the abortion giant. For pro-life headlines delivered to your email address daily, sign up at lifenews.com. This has been Life News Radio.